4. St. Patrick's Cathedral, New York City, Wednesday afternoon. Maddox Foley, Vice President of the United States, took a quick look at his watch, then resumed his vigil, his eyes on the white rose-covered casket on its gurney in front of the beautiful altar 3 rows in front of him. Inside that lovely ornamental box lay the remains of New York's senior senator, Cardison Grimen, a longtime party force who'd ruled the Senate with a personality like a nail-studded hammer until his face had hit his desktop in his own Senate chamber 5 days earlier, right after he'd lost the vote for a bill the president particularly wanted passed, and he was dead from a heart attack. A pity about the bill, but then again, it was likely Card's successor would pick up his hammer and doubtless use it handily. Foley had liked the old buzzard, who'd claimed in drunker moments that he could show the lead in the TV series House of Cards a thing or two. Foley thought that could be true. There was organ music, Bach, Foley realized, overlaying the low conversation of nearly 800 mourners here to pay their final respects, punctuated by an occasional sob from Mrs. Grimen, who'd been diagnosed with Alzheimer's 2 weeks before, which had shaken Card Grimen to his core. In Foley's opinion, it was the realization of losing his wife after more than 50-plus years that had brought on Card's heart attack. Now it was Eleanor Grimen who was left to grieve him instead. Foley wondered if it wouldn't have been more merciful if she'd been further gone, so she wouldn't now have to know the soul-wrenching grief. Foley sighed, looked again at his watch. It was after 5 o'clock and the funeral mass should have begun 5 minutes ago. Cardinal Timothy Michael Dolan would be leading in the priests and altar boys and deacons, ritual incense filling the air from their swinging thurible, and Card's final send-off would begin. Foley saw one of his Secret Service agents speak into the unit on his wrist. He must have spotted Cardinal Dolan, which meant they were about ready to get Cardison Grimen's last big show on the road. He turned in his seat and looked down the long nave toward the narthex. In the narthex, altar boy Romeo Rodriguez was swallowing hard, praying he wouldn't throw up, not with His Eminence Cardinal Dolan 6 feet away from him, looking resplendent.